The news for Friday, January 2nd. I'm Ben Thomas. In Switzerland, investigators believe sparkling candles atop champagne bottles ignited that devastating fire at a bar early New Year's Day when they came too close to the ceiling. They're also looking into whether that ceiling conformed with regulations. Meantime, Lisa Dwyer reports identification of the victims is proving painful.
16-year-old Arthur Bedard went to the Le Constellation Bar with friends to celebrate. His mother still holds out hope that he might be one of the six injured people who remain unidentified. Those half dozen people are giving a glimmer of hope for families whose loved ones are still missing in the aftermath of the fire that killed 40 people and injured 119, 113 of whom have been formally identified. Letitia Bredard told reporters that she is looking everywhere for the body of her son, saying she wants to know where he is, be it in the intensive care unit or the morgue. The severity of the burns have made it difficult to identify both the injured and the deceased, requiring families to supply authorities with DNA samples. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The FBI says it thwarted a New Year's Eve attack in North Carolina, arresting an 18-year-old who allegedly pledged loyalty to the Islamic State group. President Trump exchanging threats with Iran, saying the U.S. will come to the rescue if peaceful protesters are killed. So far, eight have been. Annette Donahue reports.
New numbers show China's BYD is the best-selling electric vehicle, knocking off Tesla. Market analyst Dan Ives was asked if he is concerned about a slump in sales for Elon Musk's company.
We're so bullish on Tesla because of the autonomous and robotics era that's now here.
Tesla said it delivered 1.64 million vehicles in 2025, down 9% from a year earlier. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is AP News. The American Kennel Club has added three more breeds to its recognized list.
Instead of who let the dogs out, it's who let the dogs in. On Tuesday, three more breeds joined the American Kennel Club's roster of recognized breeds. One of the newcomers is the Teddy Roosevelt Terrier, another the Russian Svetnaya Belanka, a lapdog developed in Soviet-era Russia, the third a centuries-old French hunting hound called the Basset Fauve de Bretagne. The AKC now recognizes 205 breeds. Recognition means eligibility for many U.S. dog shows and can increase a breed's visibility to the pet-loving public. Animal rights activists have long deplored dog breeding and the AKC for supporting it. The AKC says it's committed to all dogs' well-being. Julie Walker, New York.
There's more through the weekend at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.